The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
The Bob and Chez Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
Hello, Bob here with this week's Bubble Genius Showcase item of the week. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, so shop now with BubbleGenius.com and pick up their Fresh Pick Suds Flower Soap Gift Pack. A selection of pretty flower soaps and a host of delicate floral scents, and you can carry your flower soaps with you in an adorable little reusable vinyl bag. Only $12 at BubbleGenius.com, but if you use our promo code BobAndChez, that's B-O-B-A-N-D-C-H-E-Z, you'll get 15% off your entire order only at BubbleGenius.com. And now, let the cartoons begin.
Recorded live in the USA and covering the whole wide world, this is the Bob and Chez Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
Right on!
With Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
Boy, these conservatives are really something, aren't they? They're all in favor of the unborn. They will do anything for the unborn. But once you're born, you're on your own. Pro-life conservatives are obsessed with a fetus from conception to 9 months. After that, they don't want to know about you. They don't want to hear from you. No, nothing. No neonatal care, no daycare, no Head Start, no school lunch, no food stamps, no welfare, no nothing. If you're pre-born, you're fine. If you're preschool, you're f***ed. Conservatives don't give a shit about you until you reach military age. Then they think you are just fine, just what they've been looking for. Conservatives want live babies so they can raise them to be dead soldiers. Pro-life. Pro-life. These people aren't pro-life, they're killing doctors. What kind of pro-life is that? What, they'll do anything they can to save a fetus, but if it grows up to be a doctor, they just might have to kill it? They're not pro-life. You know what they are? They're anti-woman. Simple as it gets. Anti-woman. They don't like them. They don't like women.
Because we're number one, and the part that makes us smile is making friends all around the world, singing up and down the dial.
The Bob and Chez Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
It is Thursday, January 7, 2016, and this is the Bob and Chez Show presented by BubbleGenius.com. I'm Bob Seska, that's Chez Pazienza. Sit right there.
Heyo.
Right there. We are brought to you by BubbleGenius.com. It's the best soap in the world. If you need soap, the only place you need to go for that soap is BubbleGenius.com. Also brought to you by the Bowen Law Group and attorney Charles J. Bowen. If you need free legal advice, better call Bo. Or you go to the Bowen Law Group / thebowenlawgroup.com / Bob and Chez. Click the link in the podcast page. I only say that twice a week for the last 6 months, last 3 years, whatever it is. Finally get it right. Okay, lots to talk about today on the show. The standoff in Oregon continues. Ted Cruz is under fire for being born in Canada.
Canada.
Nah,
Canada's better.
Canada. I prefer Canada. Going to talk about Obama's executive order on guns. It's a little late, but I'm glad it's finally happening. North Korea detonated a hydrogen bomb. We're going to talk about that, plus a lot more. But we're going to dive into this, the latest from Oregon. I guess the newest political celebrity, Chez, is Tarp Man. There's a guy.
You know, you honestly got to give credit to these guys. It's almost like they said, you know what? We're going to go up there to Oregon, and what we're going to do is we're going to create an internet meme factory.
Right.
There are so many great memes that have come out of that. I joined a Facebook group.
Yeah.
Called like Snacks for Y'all Kata or something like that. And it just the amount of incredible stuff that's been posted there that just made me absolutely laugh out loud is it just keeps on coming.
Well, I would highly recommend sending
have you seen the latest, by the way?
What's it, on the snack front?
No. In addition to Tarp Man, the latest now is that Ammon Bundy has been trying to keep the whole group together in place to sort of show strength and show togetherness.
Uh-huh.
And as they stand against the federal government. And apparently some of the guys have now gone off and have started staying at a local motel, whatever the closest motel is. And one of the guys, because they've been raising money separately on social media. You know, each of these guys who's there has been putting out, the militia guys have been putting out the word to whatever their social media footprint is, saying, hey, you know what, can you help us, we need some cash for this. So one of the guys who's in the militia has been bringing in his own money like everyone else has.
Yeah.
And he took that money and instead of giving it to everybody, he went into town and got face drunk.
he drank
all the money. Yeah.
I saw that.
He went on a bender.
I have a snack recommendation here to send to the Oregon militia guys. Send them some this is from Rocky Mountain Mike. Send them some cracker snacks.
What do you want when you've taken up arms and you've occupied a place and the feds are on your case, but you didn't bring a snack and you gotta have it now? What do you want? Have a protest, gun nuts and their wives. That's what you get with Cracker Snack.
Cracker Snack. At your grocer's next to Wackadoodle.
So there it is. Cracker Snack. If you were born anytime after 1980, you don't get that. But screw you anyway. Screw all you youngins. Okay, yeah, so the latest guy to emerge out of this whole thing is a guy. He's evidently living under a blue tarp. Looks to be in the driveway of the visitor center at the Malheur Wildlife Refuge.
When he puts that blue tarp over himself, no one can see him.
I know.
He's invisible.
He's invisible.
Can't get me now.
And he'll never win at hide and seek. Let me tell you something. When they start playing hide and seek at the to pass the time during their occupation, they're always going to find you under that tarp. You're screwed. You got a better hiding space. I mean, believe me, I tried to hide under the couch cushions one time. I was found every time playing hide and seek. So, so it's this guy. His name is Lavoy Finicum, which is probably the most Mormon name I've ever heard. Lavoy Finicum.
Are we really sure that he didn't make up that last name? It really sounds like, I'm Finicum.
Gross. But he's under there.
You did see that Colin Molloy of the Decemberists was tweeting out erotic fan fiction.
Erotic fan fiction based on the...
Did you see any? Oh, my God.
No, I didn't see the Decemberists guy.
Hopefully everybody out there in radio land has seen this. But if you haven't, the lead singer of the Decemberists, they're out of Oregon, started tweeting erotic fan fiction. And he basically, it was just a series of these incredible tweets about Ammon Bundy and everybody who's there with him. It's amazing stuff.
Colin Molloy, the guy from the Decemberists tweets, they huddled together for warmth. The cold of Ammon's Ruger 22 against Brian's naked thigh sent a thrill up his spine. # Bundy erotic fanfic.
Yeah, and of course everybody picked up on it. But this has just been a boon for the smartass internet.
Yeah. Go completely. Yeah. Because it's so dumb. It's just so, the whole thing is dumb. Then you got, I hate to go there. I guess I'm going to, oh, screw it. I'm going to go there. Okay. Let me ask you this. This is a serious question. Have you discovered?
What is up with Ryan Bundy?
There you go. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I didn't even see where we're
going. I've heard two different things. Somebody said he got hit by a truck.
Oh,
another thing I read said stroke. So I don't know. Stroke sounds more legit to me. But yeah. I don't know.
Or was it Bell's palsy, do they call it?
It could be. It could be.
Could
Who
be
knows?
That.
All I know is that he my own contribution to all of the memes has been a picture of him with the words, Bundy only pawn in Game of Life. Underneath it. The picture of him sort of with a brown cowboy hat on and his face like that, holding up the Constitution.
That's
he
right.
looks so much like Mongo.
Yes, he completely is. He's
he looks just
he's totally
like
Mongo.
When they ask him why they're there, Mongo has something to do with where Choo Choo go.
Yeah, in case you hadn't seen Blazing Saddles, here's that clip.
Okay, Mongo, You're free to go.
Oh.
Mongo, no go.
Oh, come on, Mongo. You're a free man.
Mongo, stay with Sheriff Bart. Sheriff First Man. Have a whip, Mongo. Mongo impressed. Have deep feelings for Sheriff Bart.
Oh, you better watch out, big fella. I think Mongo has taken a little fancy to you.
Oh, Mongo, straight.
I gotta see this again.
Mongo, maybe you know, why is a high roller like Hedley Lamarr interested in Rock Ridge?
Don't know. Got to do with where Choo Choo go.
Mongo, why would Hedley Lamarr care about where the Choo Choo go?
Don't know. Mongo only pawn in game of life.
There you go. You know, it just occurred to me that them asking Mongo various questions like that reminded me of us asking Dan Vidani questions.
Exactly.
The show. It's kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Tartman's a big celebrity. We had this this interview clip. This is this happened basically live on the air on MSNBC the other night from Oregon on the Lawrence O'Donnell show. And they just stumbled onto a gold mine with this guy. It was completely impromptu. They're doing a report from that whatever that visitor center is, and then in the background you just see this blue lump, and it's this guy who's living under a tarp. Right? It's a, like a blue tarp.
It's a trap.
No, it's not a trap. It's a tarp. Couldn't resist.
It's a trap.
No, it's a tarp. All right. So here's MSNBC. This guy from MSNBC interviewing Lavoy Finicum. Under his tarp.
Lawrence, I'm here with Lavoy Finnegan. He's a 55-year-old rancher from Arizona, father of 11, and he says he believes there's a warrant out for his arrest.
Just
and
stop
he does
for a minute.
Not,
stop for a minute. That guy is only nine years older than me.
Lavoy Finnegan?
That fucking lunatic is only 9 years. That lunatic rancher is only 9 years older than me.
Good Lord.
Holy sh.
I mean, you want to talk about. I mean, I don't know what. What delusions? I don't know what form of delusion are they suffering from to be out there? Now they're all going to get arrested. But this guy, he goes on to say here in this interview, you'll hear him say it, that he's going to resist being arrested.
Yep.
With his gun, which is just not going to. First of all, it's not going to end that way.
Yeah. It's like, look, bitch.
Yeah.
You're going to prison. Just get that through your head now. You don't walk away from this.
Right.
None of you do.
Yeah.
You are all going to prison.
Yeah, they're
going
to go to prison.
I genuinely think that they believe that it's going to be like it was at the Bundy Ranch. That they're just going to, you know, they hearing Ammon Bundy talk where he's like, you know, once this is over, we're going to have, you know, the Hammonds are going to be released and we're going to have, you know, we plan on divvying up the land. And this, like, dude, you're making plans that will not happen.
Right.
Will not happen.
Yep.
You are going to prison.
Yeah.
And if you put up a fight, you are going to be shot through the fucking head.
There's nothing that is going to come of this. This is, they are out there freezing their asses off, enjoying their snacks, and I don't know, playing grab ass. I don't know what the hell they're doing. Checking out each other's guns.
Yeah. For nothing.
Nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen. There's going to be no, I'm just going to go out on a limb and make a prediction now. There's going to be no taking by force of these guys. Something's just going to happen. They're going to relent, or they're just going to decide, you know what? We're tired of this. We're just going to go. We're going to do our time.
They're
just going to walk
cold,
away.
They're going to be cold, hungry. They're going to be roundly mocked. They're being roundly mocked.
As soon as their lawyers
show up. No one is
on.
Only the craziest people are on there. Only the Dan Bidondis of the world are on their side.
Right. Right. As soon as their lawyers show up, that's when we're going to know that they've basically given up. And there will be eventually attorneys. If attorneys aren't already being consulted, they're going to turn up and they're going to represent these guys and they're going to negotiate some sort of deal and then they're going to leave. That's the way it works. Even the tarp man.
let's hear what he has to say. I honestly haven't heard this. I know of him, but I haven't seen the actual interview.
Well, here's what he has to say.
It's a trap!
No, it's not a trap. Tarp. Here we go.
Anticipate respecting that warrant. He's got a gun here under the blanket. And Lavoie, why don't you tell us what your plan is?
Well, let's first of all, let's get a little bit of things out here in front.
Yeah, let's get a little bit of things out here in front.
9 years older than me. Nine years older than me.
Let's get a little bit of things out here in front.
Yep, that's totally the name of my memoir. That's my video. Let's get a little bit of things out here in front.
Jesus. Lavoie Finicum.
The information may or may not be accurate.
The information may or may not be accurate out here up front. Few things here. Few accurate things.
This guy who works for NBC News, whoever the reporter is.
Yeah.
He's like, I went to journalism school.
I know.
I have like a higher education. Like I've got, you know, I bothered to get an education. I'm still paying off student loans. And I am leaning over in the cold talking to an idiot redneck, a fucking ignorant moron under a tarp.
Under a tarp. That's right.
It's a tarp.
No, it's a tarp. This guy, by the way, have you seen this reporter? This guy's going to be working in the anchor chair very soon. He's like, I think, you know, and I say this with complete confidence in my masculinity. This guy is the most handsome man in cable news. This reporter who's out there freezing his ass off and talking to Tarp Man.
I don't even know who it is.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who the guy is, but I swear to effing God, he's going to end up hosting a show on MSNBC like any day now.
Probably. <Here's>
for his big Lavoie Finicum scoop.
Be highly credible that 5 warrants were issued for arrest for me, for Ammon Bundy, for Ryan Bundy, and I'm not sure for the other two, and by the FBI, federal warrants. And so if that is true, if that is the case, I do not want the FBI federal agents have to go running around in the dark, kicking in doors, looking for me, okay? I want them to know exactly where I'm at.
That's some strategy right there.
You know what's fun? It's really fun to hear these idiots try to think.
I know.
It really, really is. Like, I mean, and this is not a new thing. Like, I remember, I think I might have told this story on the podcast before, but I remember hearing a story about Terry Nichols. Remember Terry Nichols?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Yeah. Some background on him and how he had tried to scam the government for the longest time, you know, because that's the thing. They hate the government. And I guess one of the ways that that sort of manifests is that they're constantly trying to scam the government. And so he was brought up on charges or something like that of credit card debt. And and by the way, if I'm telling the story wrong, I apologize. But he had like some kind of debt that was extraordinary, and he got sued for it. Mm-hmm. And that's what it is. It's not charged. He got sued for it, and he gets called before the judge in his case because he wants to take it to trial, and he comes up with this brilliant idea, this loophole that he figured out of how to escape this suit. And he's talking to the judge and he says, no, you see, I don't owe any money. What I owe is credit. And the judge is like, huh? He's like, yes, sir. See, because I never actually spent any money. What I spent was I spent credit. So I don't actually owe anything because there was never any money. It was just all credit. See?
Oh, my
God.
I
mean, and you could just see the look on the judge's face was like, you fucking moron. You really think that you've just figured this out? That like you could see the look on Terry Nichols' face was like, see, I got you there. Can't find a way around that, Jesus. Can you, smarty pants?
Yeah, it's like the guys get arrested for tax evasion, and then they take on the whole system. Like taxes are unconstitutional. Goddammit.
Boom! Exactly. Like, that's exactly what I'm talking about. It's that kind of thing where they're trying to think in. Where they're trying to think on a sort of a really large scale, and you just hear you can hear the wheels turning, and you can hear them just grinding to a halt.
Oh my God! We're gonna take a break and come back with more of this this audio of Lavoie Finicum, Tarp Man, right after this. Okay, let's talk about Harry's Razors. One great way to start the new year is by saving money, and I know how to save you a bunch. Go to harrys.com and buy your shaving supplies there. There's a reason stores keep their blades locked in one of those glass cases. It's because they're so overpriced, some people have done bad things to get them. The rest of us just went to the counter and paid too much. But with Harry's, we can all get high-quality, German-engineered five-blade cartridges delivered to our doorsteps for half the price of Gillette. Half the price, and without leaving the house. Because with Harry's, there's no middleman. The blades go right to you from the factory. And if you use the code REALM at checkout, that's R-E-L-M, Harry's will knock an additional $5 off your first order. I shaved with Harry's this morning, just as I have every day for months, and I couldn't be happier with the quick, smooth, and comfortable shave, and with the money I save. I even subscribe to have the blades automatically sent on a schedule I set, and I can adjust it at will. Join me and the millions of other guys who have switched to Harry's, and a lot of their wives and girlfriends as well, by the way. First-timers, get this great Harry's razor, three cartridges, a blade protector, and Harry's shave gel for just $10. But only if you check out with the code REALM, R-E-L-M, at harrys.com. That's H-A-R-R-Y-S.com.
The Bob and Chez Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
Okay, welcome back to the show. Guns N' Roses. All right, let's get back to Tarp Man here. Talking about the guy who's living under a blue tarp at the wildlife refuge in Oregon. Standing watch for freedom.
Thank God.
And snacks. All right, here's this guy's name is Lavoy Finicum. And he's hiding under a tarp for some reason.
So if they come here with an arrest warrant and they try to put cuffs on you, what's your plan?
Well, they're not going to just come up with a guy holding a rifle and put cuffs on him, okay? They're not going to do that.
What do you think they're going to do?
They're going to shoot you first.
Yeah, exactly.
They're going to tear gas the f*** out of you.
Mm-hmm.
Probably tase you.
Yeah.
Or fire a beanbag round at you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how
they're going to come in.
I mean, how do these guys imagine that this is all going to play out? I mean, have they thought that far ahead? I mean, they think they have, I guess.
No.
I mean, I guess
you've got idiots like that, like, you know, Amon Bundy, who cried during the protest, whatever the hell the meeting was that started this whole protest, talking about how bad he felt for the Hammonds. And then you have that, of course, the guy that we played on Monday, the colossal idiot, whatever the hell his name, Kurtzheim,
oh,
whatever
yeah.
That guy's name is, crying in his Ford F-150.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, John Ritzheimer is that
John
guy.
Ritzheimer, yeah, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, that guy, you know, I mean...
Yeah, I mean...
They all feel so strongly about the Constitution.
Meanwhile, there was a guy, during this report, there was another guy who was wearing a bulletproof vest, and they were moving, I don't know, these big earth movers into place. Like things that have been left, like a backhoe or something that had been left, or maybe it's a snowplow or something that had been left there by the Park Service, and that they were driving them around. So the guys have commandeered this thing and have been just driving those things around, the big heavy machinery. I hope they haven't taken any cold medicine. All right, here's more of Lavoy Finicum.
What are you prepared to do?
Well, I hope that they go home. That's what I hope they do.
Let's presume that they're not. Let's presume that if there's not already a warrant out for your arrest, you are breaking the law occupying...
By the way, there are warrants out for their arrest now.
Of course there are warrants out. Not only that, but apparently the latest is that the people who are inside that visitor center have taken to raiding the offices of the people who actually work there.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's one more charge.
Because
one of the things that they're doing is they're going through a someone who works for the federal government. They're going through that person's office, opening up that person's mail and everything else.
Right, right, right. Oh, God. They're so stupid.
...in this federal property. So perhaps at some point there will certainly be a warrant. When that warrant comes down, when that arrest comes, what do you tend to do in response?
Here we go.
I have been raised in the country all my life.
No
Good answer.
No this is hillbilly.
This is going someplace really good. Like, what do you plan to do if when that time comes?
I've been raised my life. I've been doing things for a long time for freedom and liberty and cows, horses.
What we got here is a failure
to graduate high school.
Love dearly to feel the wind on my face, to see the sunrise, to see the moon.
Wow, that is you know what? That is some serious country poetry.
It's like there's I read that once on a plaque next to a Thomas Kincaid painting.
Yeah, that is like that's something out of a John Ford movie right there.
That's right. Boy, these idiots know exactly what they're talking about, don't they?
I have no intention of spending any of my days in a concrete box, and so I will whatever days, and I believe that there'll be many. And
by the way, we should impeach that lawless Obama.
Yep. It's not going to be a concrete box, dude. It's going to be a metal box about six feet underground.
This right here, I mean, is illustrative of the fact that they think they're above the law, that they've got some sort of bead on the Constitution. Like, well, the Constitution means that we can do whatever the hell we want and use whatever land we want, however we want it. We can burn dozens and dozens of acres of public land with impunity, and then we can take over the visitor center in the middle of this wildlife refuge, brandish firearms, and then when the federal government law enforcement comes in to try to extricate us, we refuse to be arrested. We refuse to be held accountable for our unlawful actions.
Right.
But that Obama needs to be impeached for that executive order taking the guns and censure him.
Right. That's exactly what it is. I mean, these people are scofflaws.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's all Clive and Bundy was.
I mean, you want to talk about...
And the sad thing is, he's not even doing anything impressive. He's just a common scofflaw.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's a common deadbeat. That's it.
Yeah, he really is. I mean, you want to talk about another example of white privilege in this whole thing. I mean, I hate to keep leaning on that because I feel like it's become this SJW buzzword or buzz phrase, as the case may be. But, I mean, here it is, right here. We're going to talk about the Ted Cruz birther thing in a minute. Another example, how there's a very clear and distinct double standard. And these guys, these fucking white militia hillbillies are out there knowing. That law enforcement will never treat them the way that Black Lives Matter protesters have been treated, other activists have been treated. Anyone who's of a shade darker than alabaster has been treated at some point in the last 5-7 years.
Yeah.
That's what they think. They're convinced of it. They can get away with anything, especially when they're heavily armed.
And hopefully prosperous days to come. I will spend them riding my horses, trying to take care of my cows, and that's what I will do.
That's the delusion. That's the delusion. He thinks he's going to walk away from this and go back to taking care of his cows and his horses.
That's it, exactly. You're not. You're going to be arrested.
And the charges that he's arrested under are entirely up to him.
Right.
He could be arrested for whatever it is, criminal trespassing, whatever he's doing there that's illegal.
Yeah.
Or he could be arrested for that, plus assaulting FBI, whatever charges would generate from a shootout with this guy under his tarp, pew, pew, firing back at the federal agents, pretending to be, you know, like John Hancock and Sam Adams and Sons of Liberty and blah, blah, blah. Just full of crapola is what they are. All right, we're going to take a short break and come back and talk about this just a little bit more right after this. Hello, it's Bob to tell you about our Patreon page. You might be asking yourself, what the hell is a Patreon page? It's a website where you can help support our podcast by donating money to the show. You can sign up for $1, $5, $10, or $15 per month, or if you're filthy rich, you can sign up for more. In exchange, we'll bring you exclusive Patreon-only content like our post-mortem shows, memberships to the After Party, and commercial-free, unbleeped versions of our free show. And if we reach our crowdfunding goal, we'll bring you new shows every weekday. That's patreon.com/Bob and Chez, or click the Patreon link at bobseska.com. Let's do this thing.
Shove Bob and Chez into your pants and haul them around with you wherever you go. Subscribe to the Bob and Chez Show in the podcast section on iTunes.
Okay, by the way, I know the Christmas shopping season is over, but please continue to use the BobSeska.com Amazon link. If you shop at Amazon.com, enter the site using our link just below the logo at BobSeska.com, and we get a small commission from everything you buy. It costs you nothing and helps support the show, and it really, really does. Thank you in advance for that. Okay, moving along here. I think we've heard enough from this guy. I mean, he really believes that he's going to... this guy, Lavoie Finicum, the tarp man, he really thinks he's going to extricate himself from the situation and go back to tending his ranch.
Right.
Tending the rabbits.
Right.
It's nope. Not going to happen that way. Yeah, not going
to
work out.
Lavoie, you're going to jail.
Lavoie, you're going to jail. That's exactly right. Well, meanwhile, Donald Trump has come up with his own solution for the standoff, which is to basically say to them, you got to get out. Which is, hell, you know, it's like the FBI is going, well, why didn't we think of that? Yeah. Trump's got the idea. Just go up to the guys and tell them to get out. Really said that. I think what I'd do, as President Trump said, is I would make a phone call to whoever, to the group.
To whoever. God, that's how little he cares about specifics. I'd make a phone call to whoever.
Whoever. Anyone there with a phone, I call him up and say, hey, it's Donald Trump.
Anybody at all.
I'd talk to the leader, he said. I would talk to him and I would say, you got to get out. Come see me, but you got to get out, Trump
but
said.
That's it. That's Donald Trump's entire shtick is that everyone will do what he says simply because he's Donald Trump.
Come and see me. That's right.
That's it. That's all. That's his whole thing. His whole thing. You know what? I'm gonna build a wall, big beautiful wall, and I'm gonna make Mexico pay for it. Well, how are you gonna do that? I'm just gonna do it because I'm Donald Trump.
That's right. I said, come and see me, Mexico. We'll talk about this.
Yep.
I'll convince you. It's like there's no indication whatsoever that meeting with Donald Trump would do a goddamn thing.
Right. Yeah.
He did say you cannot let people take over federal property. You can't because once you do that, you don't have a government anymore. I think, frankly, they've been there too long. Why don't they just do it? Why don't they just do what Donald Trump says? I mean, clearly they have access to media. They have access. I'm sure they have access to the internet.
Yeah, they should just leave and go see Donald Trump.
Yeah, Donald Trump's put the command out there. He said, you know, you got to stop doing this. All right, Donald, we'll just go home now to our pigs and our horses and our cows. There are plenty of snacks at home.
The idea that these are Donald Trump's people.
They really are.
You know, that I think Matt Taibbi wrote something about this. The idea that these idiots, these rubes, who Donald Trump has made his entire career off of building buildings so that people can never have to deal with these kinds of idiot rabble. I mean, you know, this is a guy whose entire life has revolved around New York City.
Yeah.
And suddenly now he's huge with these idiots.
Right.
With
yeah.
People who normally he wouldn't fucking piss on if they were on fire.
Yeah. And meanwhile, the chairman of Trump's campaign went out and joined them. You saw this. This guy. What's his name? Jerry DeLamas.
That's who we would call then. I'd call that guy from my campaign. I don't know what his name is.
Yeah.
And I tell him, you got to get out of there.
He's the co-chairman of Veterans for Trump in New Hampshire. And he went out there to join up with the Bundy family members in Oregon to attempt to kickstart a revolution to overthrow the federal government.
Awesome.
According to his Facebook, DeLamas, who is married to a New Hampshire Republican state congresswoman, arrived in Burns, Oregon, along with a videographer to wage a PSYOPS war.
Oh, my God. Oh, great.
PSYOPS war, he said.
You know what? Honestly, that's good for him. I'm glad that he knows the name of the new Call of Duty game.
Well, that's just it. There's evidence. PSYOPS war.
PSYOPS war.
PSYOPS war in the mainstream media that are spreading, quote, lies about the Bundy brothers.
These people.
Yeah.
These people who just, they're just playing military dress up.
That's exactly right.
You know, when I was a kid, me and my friends would play Army.
Yeah.
And that's all these idiots are doing. Only they know more lingo than we did then.
Mm-hmm. Right. Here's what Jerry DeLamas wrote on his Facebook page. Let's just get some music for this, okay?
Uh-oh.
We just got to a hotel in Burns, Oregon. I'll post the adventures of my trip later. Just getting here but it's probably easier to move around in Russia.
Oh, wow.
Russia, wow.
Russia. I've seen some of the posts regarding Buddha, Blaine, and Ryan Payne. I don't know who those people are. I'll try to get to the bottom of all this scuttlebutt. My first concern is to talk to the Bundys, see if I can get them and others home safely. As this thing drags on, it becomes more dangerous. I brought a videographer to document everything and hopefully to put a concise story together. Keep us all in your prayers, and I'll post as much as possible that I can each day. We've got some brilliant writers on staff with the Veterans for Trump campaign.
Oh, yeah.
We must be level-headed, and remember, there's a PSYOPs war happening as well. And all who are at Bunkerville know well what I'm talking about. Oh, and here it is. He wraps up by saying, Semper Fi.
Of course.
Jerry.
Yeah.
God. Now, what the hell is Bunkerville? Am I supposed to know what Bunkerville is?
I don't know. Have they honestly, I maybe I should know, but have they renamed what that freaking thing is now? Is that the first thing that's happened?
Yeah, that was the Bundy Ranch. He's talking about Bundy.
Yeah.
All right, whatever. Okay, so moving along to what I think is the other white privilege story of the week is Ted Cruz is under fire from some Republicans, though certainly not all of them, for being born in Canada. And it's unclear still whether or not he's actually eligible to be president. I mean, it's not as cut and dry. I mean, if you were honest to God, if you were to ask me, is Ted Cruz qualified to be president based on his natural born citizenship or not? I would say, well, yeah.
Based on his citizenship and nothing else.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing else. But there are some questions being asked, mainly by Donald Trump, who's now threatened by Ted Cruz. Since Ted Cruz moves up into second place. God help us all that Ted Cruz is in second place in all
so
of this.
Perfect. Donald Trump and Ted Cruz.
But again, here, the black politician born in the United States isn't really a natural born citizen, don't you know? And is therefore ineligible for the presidency. But the white skinned guy, who is obviously and admittedly born in another country, is undoubtedly eligible for the presidency.
Yep.
That's who you can draw from this. Like, all the guys, all the people supporting Ted Cruz are a lot of the same people who believe that not only is Obama a Muslim, but that he was born in Kenya and is therefore a fraud and not a legitimate president. But Ted Cruz, totally qualified.
I'm really enjoying that none of that has added up to anything.
Yeah, right.
That as we get close to the end of Obama's presidency, he's done so many amazing things.
Yeah.
And not only did all of the crazy apocalyptic crap that these people said was going to happen, not only has it not happened with him as president,
mm-hmm.
but he has managed to do so many good things in spite of this amount of obstruction.
So Trump says Cruz's Canadian birth could be very precarious for the GOP. This is the story. This kind of started everything this week. Donald Trump said in an interview that rival Ted Cruz's Canadian birthplace was, quote unquote, very precarious issue that could make the senator from Texas vulnerable if he became the Republican presidential nominee. Quote, Republicans are going to have to ask themselves the question, do we want a candidate who could be tied up in court for 2 years? That'd be a big problem. Trump said, Trump basically concern trolling Ted Cruz. It'd be a very precarious one for Republicans because he'd be running and the courts may take a long time to make a decision. You don't want to be running and have that kind of thing over your head. Trump added, I hate to see something like that get in his way, but a lot of people are talking about it. And I know that even some states are looking at it very strongly. The fact that he was born in Canada and he has a double passport.
God, he's such a troll. He's such a troll.
Really, really a troll.
He is Loki, the god of chaos. He just sows it wherever he goes, just for the hell of it.
And you know who's loving this? John McCain. John McCain, who was technically born in Panama, but he was born in the Panama Canal Zone, which was at the time American. But John McCain said, I know that came up in my race because I was born in Panama, but I was born in the Canal Zone, which is a territory. Barry Goldwater was born in Arizona when it was a territory when he ran in 1964. That's different from being born on foreign soil. I think there is a question. I'm not a constitutional scholar on that, but I think it's worth looking into. I don't think it's legitimate to look into it. I don't think it's illegitimate to look into it. Asked if the Supreme Court might have to weigh in on the natural born citizen issue, McCain said, it may be. That may be the case. But I mean, this is what the Republicans are going to face, especially if heaven help us, one of these Republicans gets elected to the presidency. What's going to happen when they're using, you know, teleprompters, or when they're racking up travel bills using Air Force One, or when they wear a tan suit? I mean, all of this, or when they hire policy czars inside the White House, all of this crap that they've been attacking Obama on for the last 7 years, plus 8 years, going back to the primaries. Yeah. You know, it's all that stuff is going to blow back right on them, and it's already started with this birther crap. They decided to make a big deal over Obama's origins, even though Obama was born in the United States, and now it's just going to backfire right in their goddamn faces. All right, one last break, and we'll be back with more show right after this.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius Bath and Body Products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items, too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius, doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
This is the Bob and Chez Show with Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
Yes, it is. Welcome back to the show today. One of the other big news stories of the week, President Obama announced an executive order on gun control. And
the Republicans lost their minds.
They completely lost their minds. They lost their minds over weird things, too. Like, yeah, they lost their minds, of course, about what the president's going to do, which is simply to expand background checks. I mean, just like, it's nothing. Oh, and he's also going to provide more resources to the FBI and the ATF. But that's it. That's it. It's like, it's the least he could possibly do. But as someone who's kind of, I don't know if you put me in the radical category, but I'm way out there on gun control. And this was, you know, just expanding background checks. That's a minor thing. Yeah. And along those lines, see if you can guess who this is. This is a guy testifying in Congress about background checks in 1999.
Let's talk about what's reasonable and what's not. We think it's reasonable to provide mandatory instant criminal background checks for every sale at every gun show. No loopholes anywhere for anyone.
Was that a Democratic congressman? Was that a gun control activist? Maybe someone with the Brady campaign? Who was that? Oh, you know what? You know who that was? That was Wayne LaPierre of the NRA. Supporting expanded background checks. Wayne LaPierre, the craziest man in the United States, hands down, testified in Congress on the record that he supports expanding background checks to gun shows and closing all loopholes. So then this week, he went on and did a video for the NRA in which he responded to President Obama's executive action. And here's how it kind of went. I'm not even going to bother playing the audio or reading the quotes. This is just the summary of Wayne LaPierre's YouTube video. Started out by saying that we support expanding background checks to include mental health records. So we're all in favor of expanded background checks. Then he goes on to say, but we're against Obama's expansion of background checks. And then he finishes up by saying, it was the NRA that is responsible for creating background checks. So it's like, we support expanding background checks, we're against expanding background checks, and we invented background checks. That is, and you want an illustration as to why Wayne LaPierre is the craziest man in the United States?
Yep.
That was actually written and crafted and then read probably in multiple takes. And no one figured out that it's like it contradicts itself three different times in the span of whatever it was, a four-minute video. Just dumb, dumb, dumb. So beyond that, though, the Republicans freaked out because Barack Obama shed like a single tear while talking about one of the most tragic events in recent memory. And, you know, I wrote this for a piece in Salon. It hasn't gone up yet, but it's I think it'll be up either today or tomorrow. That if you're a human being and at some point you haven't been choked up when observing what happened at Sandy Hook, then I don't know what kind of human being you are. I mean, you know, I even wrote something that we had talked about a long time ago, which is that in a strange way, Sandy Hook affected, speaking for both of us in a way that was deeper than 9/11.
That was the equivalent of 9/11.
Yeah.
And in some ways deeper in a certain way, because 9/11, we knew who to point to and say was the enemy.
Yeah.
And this time it was us. It's just, you know, you look around and you're like, how can we allow something like this to happen?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, how do you not react that way? And as president, Barack Obama had the ability, obviously the executive power, to be able to do something years ago,
yep.
Maybe even prior to Sandy Hook. And he clearly and obviously regrets not having done anything up until now. Right. So, yeah, he's going to be emotional. He's certainly not this kind of emotional, though.
Trying to talk about the fact that I've been chasing the American dream my whole career.
I love
that. There's some things that are very difficult to talk about. Family, kids. I can't go to a school anymore. I used to go to a lot of schools. And you see all these little kids running around. Can't talk about it.
Why?
Making sure that these kids have a shot at the American dream like I did. It's important.
Oh, you know, that's God. I mean, that's all you need to know, okay?
Obama cries because he doesn't want kids to be killed.
Right. And the thing is, though, he barely cried.
Yeah, barely. He gets a tear that runs down his cheek because he doesn't want kids. I assume pretty much the very kids that Boehner was talking about to be shot and killed en masse at school. Boehner, on the other hand, is just upset that they don't have whatever the Republican ideal of the American dream is.
Yeah. I mean, this is like there's a massive difference between all of these things.
Yeah.
And the fact that some of these guys can't see the distinction between those things is remarkable. And it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be remarkable to me anymore. It's just like, oh, OK, that makes sense. They're being stupid again. So it's OK for like John Boehner to sob like breathless sobbing. It's like that Boehner used to do the crying thing almost like when you were like 4 years old and you were just inconsolably sobbing. Like when you didn't get your way. It was just like, you know, that kind of thing where you just can't get your like
that's true.
Almost hyperventilating. Barack Obama on a couple of occasions has done nothing more than to shed like a single tear. His voice doesn't break. He'll pause. But that's just it, because he's talking about 20 first graders, or what were they, kindergartners, first graders? There was like
first graders
who were shot in cold blood in one of the most unspeakable tragedies that we've had to witness in the last 30 years. Right? And on top of that, imagining that in addition to the kids being shot, their teachers using their own bodies as human shields to protect their kids. I mean, there's so many different layers to this. The fact that Obama hadn't done anything about gun control up until this point. Of course, he's going to be upset about that. But we got to go after Obama for crying and look like asses in the process of doing it.
Right. Because, well, you know, he's one of those, like, you know, he's a European style.
That's right.
And here's that's why he cries.
Here's the president's remarks in talking about Sandy Hook and breaking up here in the middle.
Our unalienable right to life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness, those rights were stripped from college kids in Blacksburg and Santa Barbara and from high schoolers at Columbine and from first graders in Newtown. First graders. And from every family who never imagined that their loved one would be taken from our lives by a bullet from a gun. Every time I think about those kids, it gets me mad. And by the way, it happens on the streets of Chicago every day.
A little bit of a pander there to the Republicans. Every time you bring up gun violence, they go, well, what about Chicago? What about the black thugs in Chicago shooting each other?
That's right. The thugs.
Yeah. Jesus. So you obviously can tell the distinct difference between Barack Obama shedding a tear over Sandy Hook and, you know, John Boehner, other Republicans sobbing like babies.
Blubbering,
exactly. Good word. By the way, I got it's so weird. I got this week. I posted some pictures of it on Facebook. I was just so shocked by it. Go down and check my mail, and I see in my mailbox a letter from the NRA. I was like, oh, okay, great. Some troll has signed me up for a membership for the NRA. Ha, 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 ha. But it's actually, no, they didn't do that. But this is the first thing. I've never received anything from the NRA ever. So somehow I'm now on their mailing list. I don't know how this happened. But I got a letter here. This is a form letter from Wayne LaPierre asking me to complete a survey and sign up to become a member of the NRA. And he's the funniest goddamn thing. This is how Wayne LaPierre signs the letter. Yours in freedom, Wayne LaPierre.
It sounds better than duck.
There's the title of the show. Thank you very much, duck. All right, yeah, so, and if I sign up, if I take this survey, I could get a free bonus gift from the NRA. The NRA Rosewood Handle Pocket Knife.
Awesome.
I was hoping for the AR-15. Yeah. You know how excellent those are.
Why don't they give you guns?
Yeah. And so they presented a survey here for me to take. Here's some of the questions. Do you agree that the Second Amendment guarantees your individual right to own a gun? I'm thinking I fill this out. Wait, it's already got my name printed on here. I thought I would, like, fill it out as in the name of Dan Bedondi.
Oh, man.
And answer them all.
I promise you he's already a member.
Answer all of the questions. Oh, yeah, he's totally already a member. But answer all the questions.
You'd have to write in your answers for everyone.
I just say,
Duh.
It'd be like there's three categories for answers here. Yes, no opinion, and then the fourth one will be more dings.
More dings.
More dings!
You should draw in an extra choice, and every single one is just liberty.
Should the federal government have the power to ration the number of firearms you're allowed to buy?
Liberty.
Do you support laws that protect our fundamental right to use a firearm to defend yourself and your loved ones from the violent criminal attacker? That's an actual question. A violent criminal attacker.
Translation, the black.
The black.
The black. Thugs. Singular.
Chicago thugs.
Right.
Will you fight for your freedom?
So let me tell you one more thing I know about the Negro.
Will you fight for your freedom by joining the NRA today? That's question number 12.
Liberty.
Yes, no. More things.
More things.
More things, Doc. Liberty. Oh, God. So, you know, I considered it just to kind of, you know, keep tabs on what's happening inside the NRA. But I'm not going to waste my time. But I would love that knife. That's a pretty badass looking knife. Free knife with membership.
Nice.
Oh, then I'd also get an NRA.
Would the NRA give you a knife? Are you going to bring a knife to a gunfight?
Yeah, that's right. Stupid.
Get a gun.
Do you think Chartman is out there with a knife? No, he's got his weapon from Dick's Sporting Goods or whatever it is. Okay, I can choose my NRA magazine. I have my choice of either American Rifleman, American Hunter, America's First Freedom, or a magazine called No Magazine. I don't know what that is. Oh, No Magazine. Like, I don't want the magazine.
That would be great. I want No Magazine.
I'd like the No Magazine, please. Oh, my God. Should law-abiding citizens like you be allowed to sell or give your firearms to family members without being under the thumb of the federal government?
No.
No.
No, there it is.
I have no opinion.
The magazine of NRA intransigence.
All right, we've got a great post-mortem show coming up here in just a few minutes if you're a Patreon subscriber. I got to emphasize this. Big time here. We're going to be making, for the next 6 months, we're going to be making a huge push for more Patreon subscribers. Now, again, I urge you, if you're listening to this show and you're not a Patreon supporter yet, go to patreon.com/Bob and Chez. Just sign up at the $1 level. That's $1 a month to support this show. And I swear to God, I've looked at the numbers. I've looked at our number of downloads. If everyone who downloads this show on a monthly basis, every single one of our shows, if all of those people just pledged $1 per month to support this year's podcast, we would far exceed. Like, we would top our goal. I mean, our goal is $7,500 a month on Patreon. If we would top that goal by, I don't know, 5 to 10 times.
We would do all day shows.
You know, that's what it seems like. Young Turks do that. Cenk Uygur seems like he's always doing that show. I think he probably is. All right, we got the post-mortem show coming up next for Patreon people. We'll see you over there. Bye-bye. It's a trap.